Reason and Madness, from 1714 to 1837. Quotations from Sharing World by Rosanna Brancaleone and Domenico Bracciodieta, edizioni La Terza, read by Maria Grazia Tundo. The Cultural Influence. The people of the Augustan age approached every aspect of life rationally. The many changes that occurred until the end of the 18th century were the products of a mentality characterized by the rigor and logical processes of reason. The rationalist philosophy of the time, both in England and abroad, asserted the predominance of man's faculties and intellect over everything. And intellectuals wanted to find the perfection of nature in forms of art and lifestyle too, through harmony, balance, method and rules. This feeling of superiority and optimism was aimed at the pursuit of happiness, which could be obtained only by appealing to one's own resourcefulness. The 18th century strict rationality limited the sphere of emotions within the bounds of good sense and decorum. The universe was considered an ordered mechanism governed by unchanging laws fashioned by Newton. So, man's inclination to rationality dominated the first decades of the 18th century and affected the behavior of man, who felt more and more obliged to submit their natural impulses to the conventions set by the time. Literature, and poetry in particular, expressed itself in fixed forms, in the fixed forms of the classical tradition, where a harmonious set of rules had its control over beauty, in a style far from everyday language, and in the consequent choice of proper subject matters. Also, literature was mostly made up of satire, a literature of wit concerned with civilization and social relationship. And all these literary forms were addressed to learned and sophisticated readers who recognized their superiority and despised the rising tide of popular taste in literature. So there was, let's say, an aristocratic idea of culture. The turning point from the Augustan age to Romanticism was marked by man's gradual disappointment after the broken promises of reason, unable to grant happiness to everybody, and the awareness that reason alone couldn't give answers to all the problems connected with the human condition. The heart was set against the mind, and the passions of the heart led the Romantics along the path of artistic creation. Life itself regained its mysterious and ritual aspects, arousing the interest and the curiosity of those men of culture who weren't satisfied with the achievements of rationalist philosophy and the Enlightenment. The Augustan rational approach to art was thus replaced by the romantic individual sensibility set against all rules and formal limits. And the word genius was often used for madness. In contrast with reasoned control in emotional life, Romanticism put emphasis on a free, uninhibited emotional expression, giving way to a flow of feelings and tears to respond to the joy and sorrows of the others.